A-C-H. Beautiful awareness creates holism. Beautiful awareness creates holism. Beautiful awareness creates holism. B-A-C-H. Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach. One of the greatest composer and one of Ilse Wenk's favorite composer. His Toccata in Fuge. Memorial Service for Reverend Dr. Ilse Wenk. We came here together for a special event. Joyous occasion to celebrate the graduation of our beloved sister Ilse Wenk. Ilse, who has graduated from this earth experience to a higher expression of life. How magnificent that in the span she has lived, she completed her experience on this plane. In joy, in love, in peace, in harmony, in oneness as God. Let's take a moment and become still to listen to the indwelling voice of God. Life is eternal. Life is everlasting beingness in the unchangeable reality. In God we live and have our being. You, Ilse, are reborn to a new life experience. An experience we might see from this earth plane as an unknown, invisible, inexplicable existence. Yet we hear from the depths of our heart the whispering voice of our God Self that this appearance we call death is just the change of awareness we enter by choice. To return to our original purity and integrity. It is accepting the ultimate in the realm of beingness, being our magnificent, unlimited self, the one creative cause, the living spirit self-existent, ascending to being, being God, being absolute. We are always God. We are always absolute. And this is what our beloved Ilse came to reveal while playing the game of life knowingly. Knowingly who she was. Ilse left happily and fulfilled. This planet is ready for exciting next adventure. Ilse was born in East Germany on the 27th of January 1930 as the second child of three, her 5-year-old brother Karl Fried and her 5-year younger sister Gerda. Her mother Frieda née Braun and her father Karl Wenck were Ilse's appreciative, very first lovable teachers in this life experience. She often spoke about her parents, and there was warmth and lots of respect in her words referring to her beloved father and her beloved mother. When Ilse was 3 years old, she put the cause into motion to go to America. It was in a rather casual experience when she passed by a bakery where she, like she said, a celestial smell awoke in her this desire. The desire she had set up in her script of life. Ilse's grandparents from her father's side, the Brewer family, they lived in a glorious house, a beautiful garden adjacent to a forest and a little lake. Ilse loved to talk about it, about her first childlike experience with her brother, enjoying playing in this wonderful landscape. And one day, when she went in the forest, she says, there she came to a glade in the forest. It was spring, and the meadow was filled with primroses, and it was a blissful, beautiful experience. Yet it was so beautiful that she ran into the meadow, bowed down, and picked a beautiful bouquet and brought it proudly to her mother. She still could see the joy in her mother's eyes when she told us about this happy experience she had as a little child. When Ilse was 8, she started piano lessons. She practiced every day, as her teacher was asking the very best out of her. One of Ilse's favorite advanced pieces she studied and loved a lot was Für Elise. And whenever Ilse played this wonderful piece Für Elise, her little sister Gerda loved to sing to it. One day, Ilse's teacher talked about Martin Luther and his life, that he had dedicated it entirely to God. That day, on her way home, when she came from school, it was raining and lightning, and which struck the ground shortly in front of her. And it frightened her, so she said. So from that day on, she says, I promised myself to dedicate my life to God. Ilse had always special roles in life. If it was in school as a speaker of the class or as a frolicsome, humorous young girl. She studied in the conservatory piano and music and was always interested in reading many beautiful books. During the time of war, Ilse proved to be an outstanding teenager. She, her mother, and her younger sister fled on an open truck at a minus 20 degrees Celsius, as her brother was an officer in training and her father remained back at his office. The three became refugees and lived a very modest life, I would say based on inner faith, on the love of God Ilse had in her heart. Her brother was later declared missed. They never heard from him again. Ilse did many jobs. With 16, she started to work in the company of Telefunken and became a foreman. She had to weld filaments in radio tubes. She went to the drama school for 2 years and learned to be untouched, not to cry on stage, but only make the audience cry. Ilse always loved philosophy. She started to read Nietzsche, Zarathustra, Schopenhauer and Kant, and read them intensively for many, many years. She played the roles in Faust, in Goethe's Faust, and also applied for a job in a cabaret, which she was accepted. She had a leading role and earned a lot of money. As a speaker at Radio Bremen, she was hired in the entertainment department. She loved it. Then one day, she went to England. She went to join her younger sister Gerda, who was studying English. And so she went to the Royal Orthopaedic Hospital in London as a kitchen maid. She learned English very well during these 18 months and also had a teacher, Mrs. McPhee, who introduced her to self-awareness. Back home from England, she went again to Germany, where then she lived in West Germany, close to her parents. There she got her first job at a housing construction firm. She worked for the NEDO for 4 years, also as their accountant. She was a court interpreter and translated documents for the courts. She did her correspondent examinations for the French language and earned a lot of money as an independent young lady. Ilse married 3 times. Her first husband, Horst Buchholz, with whom she stayed for 3 years. She met later on Karl-Heinz Rotermund and then finished her 3 marriages with the 3rd marriage with Hans-Joachim Blankenberg, who owned a printing shop in Bad Ems. Bad Ems, the town where Ilse's parents lived. For all 3 husbands, Ilse became a blessing experience of an independent free spirit who remembered in her role of life that she came to Earth to share love on this planet Earth, to be herself and having fun. With finding the University of Healing, she found what she had set in motion in her script of life, to remember her game. And she lived who she is and who she was. This is what Ilse says about herself. I, or we, is the title. When I talk about myself, I know what I'm talking about. I enjoy sharing what I'm experiencing. Yet my background is my background. Nobody else has my background, meaning friends, parents, relatives, experiences, books, events, which I create for my pleasure. My life is an I experience. Everybody's life is an I experience. Therefore, my life is incomparable. Everybody's life is incomparable. When I talk about myself, that means that I stand up for what I think, talk, and do. I have a charming friend who said to me, "I like your self-assurance, Ilse. You are such a self-centered person. Isn't it egotistic, thinking that you are the center of all?" I suggested, let us look up the word self-centered in the dictionary. In Webster's 9th New Collegiate Dictionary, we found the definition for self-centered. 1. Independent of outside force or influence. Self-sufficient. 2. Concerned solely with one's desires, needs or interest. Selfish. I told my friend that self-centeredness and selfishness is what I appreciate in my relationship to her and all my other friends. Each one takes care of himself, of his own desires. What remains is relationship with a clear conscience, a clean slate on which we write our sharing ideas and enjoy them without demand. My sharing in the first person is positive, since I have taken care of my requirements myself, and I'm free to give my whole attention and dedication to sharing with my friends points of interest. This confirms that my positive attitude is shared by all in my world. I treat my friends as I treat myself, with respect and love. When I share a positive thought, I've cleansed my consciousness in my own chambers and share my reality, the positive, the perfect, which everyone is. My approach and my attitude towards myself and all is the same. Positive. I love you. Ilse has been a minister of God Unlimited and a graduated student, doctor of philosophy of the University of Healing. Ilse is always a blessing in our heart. We bless her on this next adventure and delighted what she chose for herself. Be a monk in listening within was her preparation to this great heavenly experience. I see you now expressing, living, being your purity and integrity, your original purity and integrity, now and forevermore.